terrorist act by Kyiv. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. That's how Russian news reports say President Putin is describing the attack on the only bridge to Crimea and accusing Ukrainian special services.
We are learning more about the Russian response and investigation and what the Ukrainians are saying at this hour. So far, Russia has ordered an increase in security posture around Crimea's infrastructure. They've sent divers into the strait below looking for evidence of who exactly was behind the incident. And Vladimir Putin is calling a Security Council meeting tomorrow to figure out a proper response to what he calls an attack on his country.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kharkiv. Vice President and Border Czar Kamala Harris is under fire for visiting Texas yesterday, but not making a stop at the border where the influx of migrants continues unabated.
If Vice President Harris, who visited Austin for a fundraiser yesterday, would have come down here to the border, she would have seen the more than 6,700 apprehensions across the entire southwestern border. She would have witnessed something I haven't ever seen before. Migrants running on the Mexican bank of the Rio Grande, running from Mexican officials to then calmly cross and walk into the custody of Border Patrol.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Eagle Pass, Texas. Meanwhile, more migrants arrived on bus in New York City today. Israel says it's reached a settlement to compensate the family of a Palestinian-American man who died earlier this year. Israeli troops detained 78-year-old Omar Assad in January at a checkpoint in the occupied West Bank, leaving him in an abandoned building where he was later pronounced dead. Hurricane Julia hit Nicaragua's central Caribbean coast earlier today as a Category 1 storm and dumped torrential rains across Central America before an expected reemergence over the Pacific. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration is outlining a new strategy to defend the Arctic from security and climate threats.
The White House unveiled a four-pillar strategy for a peaceful, stable, prosperous, and cooperative Arctic region. The document is a follow-up to a strategy first outlined in 2013. The U.S. says it will deter threats to the homeland by enhancing capabilities in the Arctic, protect the climate and environment with resilient communities in Alaska, and improve access to services and economic sectors. Russia is also a key partner in the Arctic. The White House says despite challenges from the war in Ukraine, the U.S. will work to sustain institutions and seek to uphold international law, norms, and standards in the region. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pope Francis has denounced Europe's treatment of migrants as disgusting, sinful, and criminal. Francis made the comments in St. Peter's Square as he elevated to sainthood an Italian bishop and an Italian-born missionary whose work and lives illustrated the difficulties faced by 19th-century Italian immigrants. Former President Trump with a busy campaign weekend. Last night, he rallied in Nevada, and today he's in Arizona holding a campaign rally for a handful of candidates. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has more.
Arizona is a state where former President Trump has made a significant amount of endorsements. He will be holding a rally and campaigning for Senate candidate Blake Masters, who's trailing incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly in the polls. The former president's also campaigning for former news anchor Carrie Lake, who's facing off against Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. Trump also has endorsed candidates in the House of Representatives, Secretary of State, Attorney General, and State Senate. The rally takes place at the Legacy Sports Park in Mesa. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.